Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be able to talk to you all today. All of us are wondering what will happen next. Where in our life will the next challenge come from? All the sure things we once took for granted seem now to be in question. All normality in our life has been turned upside down. We cannot see our loved ones and our friends. Social distancing seems to be the order of the day now, and quite rightly so. It is essential that everyone should observe the government guidelines to the full. I grew up after the Second World War, which was rather an austere time. Rationing was in full force, and many things were very hard to come by. The enemy was finally defeated after a long, grueling struggle. Our parents had made great sacrifices, and some paid dearly with their lives so that we could all live in freedom. That generation had courage and stood firm, despite all the overwhelming odds that were heavily stacked against them. Again, many today are standing in the front line against this new invisible type of enemy, the coronavirus. Doctors, nurses, carers, law enforcement officers, delivery drivers, and many, many more. Indeed, as I speak, 750,000 people have voluntarily stepped into the front line to provide the extra care where needed. Brexit somehow has disappeared from our everyday vocabulary. Much more important things are now on the agenda. Parliamentary infighting seems to have ceased. Unity is now the buzzword. The United Kingdom is now regarded as a precious commodity. Certain politicians seem to have stopped posturing and feeding their egos and working for the good of all. How very refreshing. People are coming out of their homes in the evening at safe distances, applauding the people in the front line. Did we ever think we would see such a gesture like this in our lifetime? Medical science is playing catch up again to defeat this threat to our modern world. We have in this country some of the finest scientific minds in the world working diligently to find a cure for this epidemic. We salute them all. Now let's look how we are adapting to the situation. A positive attitude is essential to survive this crisis. Fortunately, social media has become a great asset, enabling people to keep in touch, thus avoiding isolation. New skills are developing. Rose has become my personal hairdresser, who has made an excellent job cutting my locks. Many older people are now relying on a younger generation to help them with their everyday needs, like shopping for essentials and collecting their prescriptions, thus shielding them from the dangers of exposure to this deadly virus. Homeschooling has become prevalent, together with online tuition. Skills of the older generation are being brought to bear, skills long ago learnt at their mother's knee. I know of one group who are making scrubs and face masks for distribution where needed. Gardening seems to be in full swing. The sound of lawnmowers is a common sound once again. We are so blessed with the current weather conditions, enabling us all to make hay as the sun shines. Birds are issuing the dawn chorus, rustling us from our slumbers. A reminder that nature is in full swing and that spring has arrived with a vengeance. Daffodils are in full bloom and a profusion of wildflowers emerging in the hedgerows. Perhaps this is the time to enjoy and value the simple things in life. People are now brushing up on their DIY skills now that they have the time. Some are learning new cooking skills. Others, like myself, enjoying the immense pleasure of reading and revisiting some of the books in my collection. It certainly is a time to take stock and count our blessings, the importance of a loving family, the value of true friends who we know can be relied upon in this time of great need. Jesus, of course, is ever present and can be called upon at any time to allay our fears and bring comfort to us all. He promises us he will never leave. It is certainly a challenging time for us all. How, as Christians, can we play our part? Showing the love and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ, I feel, is the answer. I have no suggestions of how to do this. I therefore will leave it to each one of you to react in the way you feel fitted to this purpose. It might be just making a few phone calls of reassurance to those in need. Who knows? The future must always be in the forefront of our thoughts, and we must plan ahead with hope in our hearts. Plan beyond our circumstances and banish fear from our minds. We have the power to do this, for it is written in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." I'm now going to hand you over to Heather now for prayer.
Loving Heavenly Father God, we praise your holy name and give thanks for all the blessings you heap on us. We thank you for the birth, life, and death on a cross of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Where would we be without you? We pray in this current coronavirus crisis that you are with us all as we comply with social distancing but try to continue to help people. We pray for all those who are on the front line, nurses, doctors, care workers, law enforcement officers, drivers, shop workers, and many others. We pray you keep them safe and that you will limit the loss of life. We pray for the mental health of those unable to leave their homes. We pray that they can keep busy and will receive enough phone calls, video calls, etc. to remain upbeat. We thank you for the creativity coming out of this. Some used to help others, e.g. masks and equipment, etc., but also new hobbies to keep both adults and children entertained. Thank you that social media is being used in such a positive way, to keep in touch, but also to uplift people and to report the wonderful acts that are carried out even to strangers. We lift up all of those in our fellowship today with all of their varying needs and pray that you will bring each of them your peace, which is beyond our understanding as they deal with their day-to-day lives. Father, we pray that this crisis not only brings communities back together, but also brings people back to you. We pray that all the wonderful testimonies there are already and those to come will speak to many more people who then want to get to know you. We know that you are in charge and will bring us through this and claim the promise in Romans 8 verse 28. Thank you, God. Amen.